there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Good morning.
Can you hear the rain?
I can hear the rain. I can hear the rain, though. It's very intense and very autumnal.
It is so intense here. I can't believe it.
Have you got flooding in the basement?
I don't have a basement, so I think we're fine.
Oh, thank goodness.
Have you got flooding in the basement?
I don't know. I haven't been down there
in your sunken
yet.
Kitchen?
Well, I don't know if it's sunken. It might be a sodden kitchen by the time I get there.
Are you telling me you haven't had a cup of coffee yet?
I haven't done a thing.
Oh, I got see, up. Now listen, we've both got busy weeks. I'm moving. Tom's crazy with book stuff.
Well, yours so is, I think, busier. It's like the most stressful thing, moving house. It's very stressful.
But we're both spinning plates, which means we are recording at 9 a.m. on a Sunday.
Can you imagine? Don't think that we don't put the effort in, everybody.
Please don't go
saying that to your friends.
And you haven't even had a drink and your voice is still that nice.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. That's very kind of you to say.
Joey, it's a start.
Well, thank you for that. Have you been up early with the baby?
Well, of course. Oh. I was up at 7. I've done a few bits. She's wearing an Elsa dress today from Frozen.
That seems great.
So she's teamed with a pair of Doc Martens, you know, real cool.
Goodness.
Just
that's
making it chic, make it your
cool.
own.
Very Glastonbury, yeah.
She's very Glasto. Yeah. She's very, very Glasto.
Yeah.
I've never been, but
very,
I assume.
Very, what's her name, Evis? What's her name?
Emily Evis.
Very Emily Evis, I think.
V-M-E-V.
Yeah, is that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
No, I've got no idea.
No, but we know who we mean. We're cool, we're like that.
I'll tell you what, the rain's been really worrying me, Tom, because you know the new house, it's got a flat roof.
Has it?
Well, it's got a little extension.
Ooh, hello. Yeah.
They've gone into the loft, you see.
They
put a little flat roof on part of it.
I understand.
It's not like a conserve or anything like that.
I thought that's what you meant, yeah.
And, Tom, honestly, me worrying about that flat roof and this rain, it's kept me up.
Oh, Suze, what are you like? You mustn't worry about these things.
Well, of course, but what about if I've spent everything I've ever had on a house that I love, and then, you know, the roof comes off and we have to live outside?
The roof won't come off. The roof is on fire.
We don't need no water, let that motherfucker burn? Is that what that song is?
Is that what the song is? Yes, I can remember. I never can remember the second verse. A bit like with the national anthem.
I always say the roof is on fire and God save the king.
Yes, those are the very similar ones.
Yeah, sometimes it's nice when they're done in tandem, isn't it?
Yes, that is an unusual mix-up, but yeah, I do like that. But your flat roof, you won't, I mean, unless you do one of your gigs there, you will not ruin the roof. but it'll be designed to cope with water. They're very clever, those architects.
Yes, of course.
Even in Brighton, where I imagine they can be a little bit, you know, wayward.
Yeah, we are all wayward, and I love it.
Yeah.
How's your week been, Tom? The book comes out this week. How are you feeling?
The book comes out on Thursday. I'm feeling fine, actually. The thing is, I'm really proud of it, and I've actually, enjoyed talking about it, because now I've had a few weeks away from it. It's quite, you know, you have a bit of clarity on these things, don't you, when you walk away from them.
You were on the Zoe Ball Breakfast Show.
I was on Friday with Luke Evans, who's lovely.
Yeah, he seems nice.
Yeah, very nice. Very strong moustache, you know?
Oh, like that about him. Mm. Good for him. Mm. So you've been doing the plugging.
I've been plugging away.
Plug it in. Plug it in.
So, and then it also builds to Thursday, when it's the actual release date. But then after Thursday, I then go on the book events. I've got one in London, yes. Manchester and Edinburgh.
With Emily Dean?
Emily Dean is interviewing me, yeah.
He's lovely. Mm. She's great, Emily Dean. She's got a podcast called Walking the Dog, which have we both done?
Both done that soon.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really soothing. Mm, mm. I enjoy her a lot. Well, that's exciting, Tom. I'm very proud of you. I'm very happy for you.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that, Suze. Well, I'm so excited about this new house. You sent me the pictures, and I
sent you a picture of the lounge.
Yes, just the lounge. That's all I've seen, everybody. Don't worry.
Well, no, it's okay. You can see pictures of everything.
No?
No, I will.
Have you got... So that's the front room. Mm-hmm. And then is the back... Has it got like a back... dining room sort of thing,
or it's like a kitchen diner.
That's because you wanted to get a big table for there, didn't you?
We've got a big table.
Oh right, where did you get it?
I'm going to say online. This is online. Very much Alice's area.
Okay, online. I've heard of it. Rather than in person.
Yes, although we got the sofas in person.
You have to, though. I don't know who these people are who buy a sofa willing to sit in it, because you've got to put your posterior in position.
You've got to post the posterior.
You can't post the posterior. You've got to do it.
Did we talk last week about how much we both like the film Bros?
I don't know how much we did. I honestly can't really remember much of last week, because you may remember that I was not very well.
Oh, yes, Tom, I had forgotten, actually. But now that you said it, you had become quite ill.
I had, unfortunately, taken to my bed. And the thing was... I realised the following day what the problem was, because I was like, I was having gin and tonic, which is quite a light drink, I always think.
Please don't tell me that you realised you didn't eat.
Oh, no, we did eat. Yeah, okay, we did eat. Alf did a noodle stir fry.
Sure.
Yeah. No, we did eat. We were wise. There was also food at the thing, but there was an offering of tequila by a barman.
Oh, this is...
American pouring, you know, so like a tumbler of tequila. And because I cannot refuse a gift, I will not knock a gift horse in the mouth. It's one of my rules. And so I drank it, but then Alf was like, I don't want this. Why don't you drink mine? I was like, okay, well, I'll have to drink it, because I have this mindset of like, oh, it can't go to waste.
Oh, Tom.
And then the barman went, you drank that quick, here's another one. So
you had three?
Yeah, but those like massive, they must have been doubles at least. So it's probably six.
So you basically had like 6 to 8 shots of tequila.
Yeah.
All in one go.
Yeah.
Oh, Thomas.
And I think that's what knocked me up. But do you know what? It was good, because...
Knocked you up? You're pregnant.
And now I'm pregnant.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
It's been quite a week, let me tell you.
Thank God we've caught up with you.
Yes, let me tell you. But I, just knocked me out for the whole day of Tuesday, and I spent all day in bed. Have you ever spent a whole day in bed?
I think when I've been unwell or hungover. Not a lot, but it is nice, isn't it?
Mm. Really recommend it, actually. It's a lovely thing to do. Just, you know, you feel very rested. At the end of the day, we ordered a stuffed crust pizza.
Oh, so nice. Did you go Domino's?
We went to the Hut.
You go to the Hut? What, for a takeaway?
Alf said that's what the one is to go for. But it did take about an hour to get here, so I think they had to bring it in from... Chicago. And then we had, what did we watch? We watched something quite, you know, inoffensive on the television. What was it? Oh, we watched Two Doors Down, which I always enjoy.
Oh, yeah, is Kieran Hodgson in that?
Kieran Hodgson is in it, very good at it, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's really funny.
Yeah, lovely guy, lovely guy.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Sweet tarts dare to combine sweet and tart. But we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits, a uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart, but entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
Listen closely. As a master painter carefully brushes Benjamin Moore Regal Select down the seam of the wall. It's like poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
Have I told you about the book that I bought from Marby and Elm? They're like a stationery and letterpress shop in Exmouth Market.
Oh my goodness.
I haven't told you about this, have I, clearly?
No, I'd love to go there.
So, the other day, well, a little while ago now, actually, I was like sheltering from the rain. And I ran in. And you know what it's like when you're spending like a lot of time in a shop? You're like, oh, now I should bloody buy something.
Oh, tell me.
So I got a couple of cards. And then I started like leafing through this book and it made me laugh so much. So the lady that owns that shop, it's like a one-off shop in Exmouth Market, which is, to listeners outside of London, which I assume is most of you, it's sort of by Farringdon, sort of central east London, I guess.
Yeah, I think so, yeah,
yeah. Very
trendy.
So the lady that owns the shop decided in lockdown to encourage people to send anonymous postcards to the shop.
Oh, what a great idea.
Of their lockdown secrets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tom, it is the funniest thing. I was in tears on the train home of the things that people sent in. It is so funny. Like, one of them's like, I'm shagging the guy from Freddy's Flowers.
Oh, that's...
Every week when he delivers the flowers, we have a quick shag.
That's nice, isn't it?
It's a really sweet one where a mum's like, oh, my son came out to me and we're having such a nice lockdown together, which I was like, oh, that's nice. The one that really made me laugh was I got in from shopping and ate a jam and vanilla Arctic roll like a burrito.
Oh, what a sight.
And then some of them were really sweet. Some of them are really naughty.
Oh.
Like, really naughty if you're talking about, like, how often they're masturbating. Like, another one said, like, I can't wait to get back to the office, but I've got so used to being as flatulent as I want whenever I want. I'm not sure what it's going to be like. One person's was, I dislocated my jaw. I told my husband it was eating an apple, but it was actually giving my boyfriend a blowjob.
Whoa, that's very Farringdon. So, yeah.
The podcast is very much not sponsored by them, but they're called Marby and Elm, and they make really great postcards and like stamper thing. You know, like if you wanted to get your own name on a stamper to put at the end of a letter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're just a stationers. They're really nice. But they made this very joyful and sad and moving but very honest account of people's lockdowns.
What a great idea.
Which is such a good idea.
Because I think there's that whole thing that people are sort of now reflecting on that time, aren't they? And kind of going, well, how can I talk about that creatively? That's so clever.
Yeah. I think that she got them from all over the world because in some of them it sort of says like, I'm in New York or, you know, it's quite cool like this. I guess that's the thing that was about the lockdown, which it feels like talking about sort of something that happened in ancient history, but also something that happened yesterday to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's that thing of it being absolutely all of us.
Oh, yeah, I know, isn't
it? It was
that
such a moment in time, wasn't it?
I was aware of it to an extent when it was happening, but at the same time, I wasn't. And there was such a feeling of like, I just want this. I just remember thinking, I want this to be over. I just want this to be over. When will this be over? All the time.
Well, I feel like the first lockdown sort of felt a bit like a holiday when it was let's have a drink with Boris.
Oh, yeah, when he's gone, I have a drink. Yeah, all of that.
Like there was, I think when we thought it was going to be like a month maximum.
Yeah, squash the sombrero. Do you remember that?
No.
They were talking about like the numbers would go up in the middle and then would plateau. And they said, what if we stay indoors, we'll squash that peak.
And they called it squash the sombrero.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they called it. I'm sure.
Are you sure you weren't getting like messaging from Chipotle?
I was actually, yeah. I was from Arctic Rolls, actually.
Yes, just such a strange time.
I know.
Such a strange time.
Hey, talking of strange times, I feel like you'll know about this. I've just bought myself a foam roller. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's really good.
Do you think? Because I'm getting quite a bit, not don't know if it's back pain, just a bit of back tension.
I think you need to go for massages, Tom.
I know. Those ones with the sad ending.
Where you cry at the end.
I always cry at the end, yeah.
It's really nice.
It's really, yeah.
What about acupuncture?
I have a bit of a fear of needles, so I don't know how good...
Of course, yeah.
People say it's wonderful, though, don't they?
It's really good. Your friend and mine, Flo, suggested an acupuncturist to me.
Oh, and did that help?
And he's really good. He's really, really good.
Does he... Do you lie on your front so you don't see the needles?
Oh, yeah, you don't. I don't see the needles. And you don't... It's not really like you feel them, because it goes into such a sort of... It doesn't go in deeply. What you feel is that they put them in, and then they twist them a little bit. And when they twist them... I mean, I don't know what it does, but it just, it's a very unusual sensation that I can't quite describe. But when they're all in the exact right place, you can feel like the energy wash through you.
Oh, I'd like to feel the energy wash through me.
Honestly, I've been before and felt really knackered and sort of quite low. You know, not necessarily like depressed or anything, but just a bit like, oh, I'm in a real slump, you know? And I've gone for my back rather than anything to do with my mental health. I don't know, when you really sort of give into it's the wrong word, when you just sort of really relax, you know, and breathe out, and then they do it all. Duncan, the guy that does mine, does it all. Yeah, it feels a bit like you've had sort of some sort of religious experience.
Oh, I would like that.
It's really good.
Oh, I would love that.
Mm.
Okay, I'll try it.
I'll send you the details.
I'd like that, because at the moment I've just got a foam roller and...
I think the thing is, Tom, you've got to take care of your body.
You've got to take care of your body.
Don't you feel... Okay, so I'm 36. You're playing. Just a few years older. I feel like now, and I'm sure older listeners will be like, fuck off, Suze. And that is fair enough and valid. But do you ever feel like if you hurt yourself now, you're like, oh, is that just like a problem that I have now? Like, I worry about that with my back, that I'm like, oh, am I always going to be someone that has a bad back now? Because I'm at that age where...
What, do I just have carry a fall? Is that what you...
No, but where I just like... Do I just carry this tension forever?
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, I suppose that's the thing. That's when you sort of have to start, like, thinking about it, isn't it, in our 30s. Well, you don't have to, but it feels like...
You must! You simply must!
You must! But people sort of say that, don't they? They say, like, oh, you know, in your 20s, you can just sort of bounce around, knock yourself out, get drunk, and it's fine. And then... In your 30s.
I remember drinking so much and having no hangover.
Oh, yeah, that one the other day would have been absolutely like, I'm fine now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I can remember us being in Berlin and me having like a bit of a hangover, and you had drunk exactly the same as me, and you were like, like fit as a fiddle and ready to go.
Was I?
Yeah, it was like being with Gene Kelly.
Thank you for that memory. I was probably still pissed, to be honest.
There you go. That's the thing. Your boxing session the other day.
Like in the drunk boxing. And I told you what happened on Greg James's podcast, didn't I? That I did before.
Tom, we all heard. Oh, we all heard. I can't believe you did that to Bella Mackey.
I can't. She photographs doorways.
And she's so chic.
She's so chic. And she sent me a message, but I've been too embarrassed to respond to it.
What, being like, so sorry about Yvonne Bab?
So she said, thank you so much for doing our podcast. And she was really nice. And I was like, oh, I can't respond to this.
I'm
terrible.
Hugging out my ass. Oh, I think it's fine, Tom. It's relatable. It's hashtag relatable.
That's got lovely.
So you're on the telly. You've got to stay hashtag relatable.
You've got to stay hashtag relatable. And I definitely do, you know. Taking the bins out and my crotch.
Having to mute yourself so you can vom because you poisoned yourself with alcohol. I'd say you are staying.
So relatable to everybody. I know, right.
I know, right?
You know. But then, I think I'm unhealthy. Some people, like, wake up in the night and have sweets.
Where has that come from?
Well, I heard something about Paul Gascoigne does it. People who have, like, low blood sugar, they like to carry around sweets all the time.
Oh, love. I think Paul Gascoigne, he's had a lot of troubles in his life.
Yeah. But I've been trying to do stretches before I go to bed.
Very good.
And when I wake up, you know, just a bit yogic, I would say. It's not yoga.
Yogic
stretching, yeah. But I do sometimes do a downward facing dog.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you, actually.
Yeah.
So did you like the film Bros?
So, circling back, as people would say in America, I really loved it, actually. I found it very funny and very, very clever, very, very good. Yeah, you liked it, Suze.
I loved it, yeah. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really, really good. My cat's meowing outside the door. I'm sorry if anyone can hear that.
Oh, does she want to come in? What's she doing?
But it was, I thought it was excellent and I really enjoyed it. And she, I just, it was just so nice to see a big film that had gay characters in it.
Yeah, of course, of course.
It was
really
good.
It was very, and I thought very clever the way that they made it comedy, but also made it interesting, you know, like the way he wasn't afraid to talk about queer representation within the film, and the way he wasn't afraid to talk about, like, love is love, which, you know, I've often had a problem with and often felt like only miserable old me doesn't like. But
But I think that more people than you realise.
Yes, that's the thing, isn't it? There's lots of us.
I'm just going to move the cat. It'll be one sec. Hold that thought.
Okay. What I really liked about it was... Oh, no, what's happening there?
No,
come in. Is she coming in?
She's in here now.
Oh, good. I
think she's hiding under the bed, you see, because of
the weather.
The weather.
Oh, of course.
She's made a full recovery.
I was going to ask you, how's Velma doing?
She's made a full recovery. She's back.
That's great. She's back, everybody.
She's back and better than ever.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Oh, Tom, before we go, I need to tell you who I met this week.
Who?
Get ready for a clang.
Oh.
Graziano from Strictly.
Oh, wow. Was that a nice experience?
Honestly, I am very gay, she says while her cat jumps onto her lap. Mm. Thank you. Not straight into the mic.
Mm.
Velma, shh, shh, shh.
Again, I don't think you need to worry about being too gay.
I have rarely met someone who is so handsome.
Wow.
He is so sexy, Tom.
Is he?
Oh, God, Tom. And I said to him, can I have a photo? It looked like I'd won a competition. oh, my God, this cat. Wait one sec. Velma, you are such a pain in the arse. I love you dearly, but you are such a pain. Oh, great. And that's that. Oh, my God.
Emma, what? Do you know what you just said there, Susie?
Sorry.
It's all kicking off.
It's all kicking off.
Oh, well, I see the rain has come down again.
Yeah, it's absolutely pouring. Anyway, Graziano, lovely guy, unbelievably fit.
Well fit, wow.
Well fit.
Twinkly eyes.
Twinkly eyes, such a well manicured beard.
Oh, that's interesting to know.
It's really like... Ch-ch.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
So lovely to look at and so nice. I said, I'm such a fan of you and I'm such a fan of the show. And he was like, oh, thank you, darling. Thank you. That's so kind of you. And I was like, oh, my God, please hold me.
Wow.
And kiss me on the head.
What a lovely experience.
What a strange.
Oh.
I was on It Takes Two with Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Who I love. Mm. Kitty Scott Claus, the drag queen.
And
Rylan.
I thought you were describing Scott Mills there. I was like,
oh, Kitty Scott Claus. And Rylan. And Scott tweeted a picture of it.
Mm.
And Rylan just wrote underneath it, guys, which really made me laugh. He's such a nice guy, Rylan.
Yeah, that's such a fun show as well.
Yeah, such fun.
Although,
such fun. I saw your friend of mine, Ellie Taylor.
Oh!
And Johannes. They're doing so well on the series. Love them.
Yeah, oh, wonderful. Are they having a good time?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm, it's intense work.
We're recording
though,
this on Sunday, so we don't know who goes out, but...
No, but we'll know later.
We will.
It's quite a lot of intense work you have to do for that. It Takes Two show, don't you? You have to, like, watch all the episodes and know everything about them, have an opinion on every...
But the thing is, I already do.
Well, that's perfect.
So it's a very easy... It's the same with... there's a lot of shows that I watch.
What are you doing with your chin, dear?
Oh, I'm just scratching a spot. Sorry, I'll stop.
No, I was worried about it.
I'm just scratching my spots. So, should we do a little bit of correspondence?
Sure. Also, I've gone back to that skincare routine I had before that you gave me.
Lizelle?
Because I was dancing around with other ones, quite scented ones. And then,
that's not good.
And then I didn't like them, and now I've gone back to Lizelle and I feel very happy again.
Well, I'm really pleased. I'm really pleased for you.
Bless you for that.
Dear Susie and Tom, long-time listener, second-time correspondence. Oh. Said in that wonderful way that Susie says correspondence. I have been with you from almost the start and valued your insight and advice as an ally, as well learning a lot about buffets and bath mat etiquette. I've recently gone to a drape dry, following the advice on this pod.
Oh, a drape dry. Yes, of course.
Yes.
Where they drape.
Recently been talking about people's names that could possibly be things. This got me onto nominative determinism.
Oh, yes, I'm very
fascinated someone's
by that.
Name means they will gravitate towards a particular job or hobby that fits their name.
Yes.
For example, I had a dance teacher in Bromley.
What?
Clang. Called Mrs. Tap.
No.
Yes, there we go. I wondered if either of you have ever encountered similar, or perhaps if Susie, you love donning a ruffle, or whether Tom has a secret stash of Allen keys for all of his DIY. Please never stop the pod. All the byes, Laura.
Oh, Laura. Laura, Dora. I don't have any Allen keys, actually. I should do, shouldn't I? Except, I might have them in a IKEA bag. You know, those little clear plastic bags.
Oh, yes,
I should keep those keys just in case. Those Allen keys. Have you encountered any ruffles?
I mean, I would quite like to wear a ruffle around my neck. Someone once asked me if my name was a stage name because of Ruffle, you know, roll on the floor laughing.
Oh.
I thought, God, that's a stretch.
Susie Ruffle. Yeah, I always think when comedians have like sort of slightly drag queen names, I always think it's sort of not really, I don't think it really cuts through. There, I've said it.
There, you've said it. Right, let's have another one. Hi, talking of drag queen names, this works really well,
Tom.
Oh,
wonderful.
Hi, Susie and Tom. Love the podcast. Always gets my chuckle muscles going.
Please
love
don't
that.
Tell us about that.
I'm a paramedic in the Northeast, and I especially like to listen in my car after a 12-hour, most times longer shift.
Yeah.
And you guys totally lift my spirits, especially if we've had a tough shift, or let's be honest, had to pick up a load of pissed wags. Anyway, I digress. So here's a couple of paramedic or health-related drag drug names that I've come up during my sleep deprivation. Obviously, ambulance.
Oh, ambulance. That would be a brilliant one.
Medication.
Yes.
Anadin. Paracetamol. Some of these I don't know as well, so I'm going to diazepam. Gabapentin.
Oh, yes.
Nicorandril. Melatonin.
Melatonin, yes.
Ferrous sulfate.
Oh, yeah.
Really good.
Strong.
And one for the God Squad, Catholic.
Catholic.
I've even bored myself with this lot, but please do keep doing what you're doing. Bye.
Oh.
And that's from Mark.
Thank you for those great offerings.
They really tickled me.
Oh, thank you for sending those in, and thank you for your wonderful work being a paramedic.
Yes. Oh, that's hard. That's hard work.
That must be hard, mustn't it? Yeah.
But thank God you're there.
Thank God. Thank God for Mark. And his drag names.
Just so funny. Love it.
Oh.
Absolutely love it.
Oh, we love hearing from people. Oh, we've got one more, Suze. I can feel it.
Yes, let's have this one. I don't think that I read this last week, but I was going to. So just anyone shout if they've heard it before, please. Dear Tom and Susie, I'm an avid fan of your fabulous podcast. It is the highlight of my week without doubt.
Ooh.
I tell everyone I can about it. I love listening to the general chit-chat of two very close friends, and I love it dearly. Tom, I took your book, No Shame, away with me to Tenerife last week.
Oh.
Love Tenerife. And could not put it down. There's a photo on my Insta, Jonathan Lang, 9669.
Oh.
It was so funny and empowering, and I loved it. I found it emotional towards the end. I'm a 41 and now out gay man, and the father of two from a previous marriage.
Oh.
I found the journey you'd had, being of a similar age, the one I wish I was brave enough to take myself.
Oh.
But I took the easy road, only to find out this was the hardest of all. But now, out, proud and comfortable in my own skin, in a loving relationship with my wonderful partner, Marco. Thank you both for being such a great role model and ambassadors to our wonderful rainbow world, which I am so privileged and proud to be part of. I really think we are the lucky ones to see the world as we do, without shame, as it should be. Thanks again and keep up the great work. Bye. P.S. Towel mats always to be hung on the bath, Susie. Tut, tut. PPS, do you have any plans for live shows of like-minded friends?
Well, we are working on some ideas around that, aren't
we,
Susie?
We are indeed. We're trying to work out what it would be.
Yes, yes.
Some sort of mad gay game show.
Yes, probably something like that.
Which is the
dream. Maybe with a... I like the idea of some sort of cello recital. But of course, everything's possible. So watch the space, as people say.
But thank you, Jonathan. And I'm so pleased that you enjoy our podcast so much. And yes, Tom's book is so brilliant. Make sure that you've pre-ordered the next one.
Thank you very much, Jonathan, for saying that. Thank you for Susie for saying that too. I've been pleased with the way that book has been received and people have connected with it. So.
And I remember when you were writing it, you were like, I don't know if people will understand me. I don't know if people will get it. Do you remember having that? It was during one of the lockdowns. We sat on a wall outside of my old flat.
Socially distanced.
And you were saying you were worried that that people wouldn't get you. And look, so many people have been like, me too.
Oh, yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
You put it out there, isn't it?
You put it out there.
She comes back.
They come back. Yeah, yeah. People pick up what you put down.
That's it. There you go. But thank you for your lovely message, Jonathan, and I hope you're doing well. Right, I need to go because my mum and dad are on the way from Hailing Island with a trailer with all of our shit in it, so I've got to go.
So are you in the new house now? That's not the new house where you are.
No, this is the old house. This is the rental.
The parentals are coming to the rental.
The parentals are coming to the rental, so I simply must go. But Tom, thanks for picking up early. Please go and have a coffee. Find out if your sunken kitchen...
The Stodden kitchen, yeah, the kitchen under the sea. I'll let you know, but don't worry, and good luck, everyone. I've also got Rob Beckett coming around to pick up a key because he's going to come around to do his podcast in my back room. What a cheek! anyway,
all right, love.
Have a great time moving.
Soon.
Lots of love.
Thank you.
Okay,
lots of love.
Bye,
love.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.